I try this in the form of most of shmooze in essence, but I try to base it on pshat in Polish, which is pashup pshat Rashi. Like I've already said, these parashas, pashup pshat is difficult. But I feel today I want to say a drush. I want to say a drush to bring out a point. Not that there's anything wrong with drush. I try more to focus on pshat. Say a shtickle drush. There's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says on the first pasuk of this week's parasha, it says kasas lamaor. He is supposed to have shemen zayis zach. He's supposed to have pure oil. He's supposed to have shemen zayis zach. That's kasas lamaor. That's crushed. It's kasas lamaor for the neiros. And Rashi brings a drasha that shenemar kas. We darshin kasas means crushed, and it means the first oil that comes out of the olive. The Zaysim, they would chop up Machteshes in this grinder, and the rule is only the first oil, the Tipu Rishayna, is kosher for the Menorah. But we make the Gemara Menachos on Pei Aleph makes a drasha that Kosis is an extra word here, Kosis Lama'ar, only for the Noyers, Lama'ar for the fire. So we darshan that for Menachos, Beloy Kosis Lama'ar, Lama'ar has no such din that you need the first oil. This din of Kosis is only Lama'ar, Beloy Kosis Lama'ar. That's a Gemara Menachos makes the drasha. In Svarim, in this Kesish that he brings, this Legad Menorah is Pasha, that Menorah represents Torah. What, in many places, that the Menorah, that's actually Gemara. The Gemara says you face the Menorah by davening. The Gemara says if you want Aroit Lahachkin, if you want to be smart, Yadrim, you face the Dorim, the Menorah is in the Dorim. So the Chachma, Torah represents Chachma, is all over this. Sephorno brings it even to the seven branches, the seven parts of Chachma. The Menorah represents Torah. The Menachos, it seems, represent Gashmius. They seem to represent Gashmius, the Menachos. Menachos is actually is food, it's flour, represents Gashmius. So I saw in this particular Hasidic Sefer that he says, Kosis Lama'ar, and not Kosis, and it shouldn't be, and it doesn't have to be Kosis, Lamanachos, the Pshat. Kosis, he says, Melasha is grinded up, it comes from the same source of Yegia, not the same word, but it means Yegia. To grind up, to push it, to, like we say, you grind out a sugya. It means like yigia, to work hard, to kill yourself, to grind yourself up, to work hard. We say grinding it out, even the English expression. So he says that kas lamar means for chachmas, we should put all your yigia should be for Torah. But like kas lamanachas, but from the manachas, a person doesn't have that much yigia. So the part is a few drush. The reason why I'm speaking about it, punk this week I had a frustration. A parent, mamish this week, I was handling with a parent about their son, and I was yoyed. I think I was yoyed. The parents have a tmiya that here I work so hard on my son. I tell him all the time he should do what's right, and he doesn't do it. I tell him so hard. I didn't tell the parents. I'm be honest. I didn't tell the parents this. What tack is the pshat? So where'd they go wrong? So what's that in the pshat? What, like, go wrong? Maybe it's not their fault, you could say, but why is the son not producing the way he should? And they tack him all the right messages. So it could be they just tell him. I believe they're probably telling the child also, giving him all the right messages, telling him exactly what to do, telling him he should learn. And they tell him, they're such from a raid. Learn. And mamish from a raid. So where'd they go? I have a question. That it bothers me. Like it's as a parent, it's bothersome. I want to know the answer. They told him all the right things. So he didn't listen growing up. What happened? And I sincerely believe that the pshat is that above the roar of the Mercedes, when you hear the Mercedes going on, and above the roar of all the beautiful of all the workers coming in to change the kitchen four times a week, and above I'm being a little honest. And I sincerely give up all the noise and all the gishmak, all the gashmias, the kid couldn't hear. When the parents said to their son, whatever the son's name, Nachman, I want you to learn Torah. He said, what? Not Nachman, I want you to learn Torah. It was so loud, the Mercedes, I can't hear. Oh, well, what did you say? You want me to buy a new car? I can't hear. I sincerely believe this, that about all the into gashmias, kids are too real. Kids are too real. They don't hear just the words. They always say, the kids do as you do, not as you say. You want them to do as I say, not as they do. But I sincerely, it's not from a raid. I sincerely believe this. To me, they say all the right things. But the kid sees the enthusiasm is in the wrong things. The kid senses where the parents get their geschmack from. The kid sees the geschmack, yeah, new car, gewaldig. It's a whole social life, a whole life of people into Gashmias, and that's the value is Gashmias. This vacation, this davar Gashmi. Kids sense it. Kids aren't dumb. So the message they get is Gashmias geschmack. If when the parent gets a new car, he says, "Ooh, bubbly and excited." And the parent told, maybe at the suit this is the davar Torah. I want you to know. Say the Vartayr. Of course, the kid gets the message. The kid isn't stupid. So the words that go to him is, we want you to learn so badly. Please go. And they mean it. They are sincere. But if the kid sees the geschmack, the kusis, if he sees the yigiyah and the enthusiasm is in other zachen, they push to see that enthusiasm and other things. That's the message that's passed over. We have to work for ourselves and for our children one day. For ourselves first, that our enthusiasm, our yigiyah and our enthusiasm is in Torah. Say our hard work and say our enthusiasm should be in Torah. I saw by a big person that I was at their house. I stood by them on Shabbos, and the wife asked the husband, the kid had lost the tooth, and the wife asked the husband, Should I give a present? Losing the tooth is like a dollar. Like should I do an avadi? Won't do tooth fairy. Should I give a dollar to some present? The kid. And I was such an interesting answer. This yid Tam Chacham said this with me. Don't make any deal with it, boy. He said we have to give enthusiasm about Yom Tov, Shabbos, the proper things. There's enough things that we want the kid to be enthused. Let's not be enthused about shtusim. Oh, the tooth make a hole. Let's keep that, we'll make a whole enthusiasm, a whole Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos, Geschmack. Avigdor Miller says, on the tape, he says that if you tell a little kid, Shabbos, isn't Shabbos great? And you're talking, you talk a word that you feel it, but you tell a kid, isn't Shabbos gewaldig? The kid will say, yeah, oh, it's so Geschmack. And the rest of his life, he has Geschmack and Shabbos. You're making Geschmack out of that which is worthwhile, making Geschmack. You yourself develop. If a person sitting in front of the Gemara, he sits like this. And when he does other things, he's all with his enthusiasm, with energy. So of course, that's where the person himself, that's the things we united towards. We have to work that our kusis is lama'ar. We have to work that our energy and our yigiyah and our enthusiasm is towards Torah. The others, you gotta do what you gotta do. But our enthusiasm and our energy, and it's something, it's a tool. I always say enthusiasm is a tool that we have. It's not something I'm not enthusiastic about learning. I sincerely, enthusiasm is a tool to use. A person shouldn't say, I'm not enthusiastic, I don't get excited about learning. It's not something I do or I don't. The lathe is a tool given to a person. It says, you should serve Hashem b'chol levavcha. Which says an amazing Pashup Shach, the lathe, your hegeshim, your thoughts, are something that are a tool for you to use. It's not something I do for I don't get a geschmack out of learning. That's a mistake attitude. Put your geschmack into learning. Your geschmack is something you control. You can take, everybody has geschmack. So the guy you see sitting there during something like this has a geschmack or something. Watch him play basketball. He's all excited. Another guy, watch him do kach. Put your geschmack in learning. It's up to you. Take your geschmack. When you learn, sing it. Say lebedek. Speak it out loud. Say the words. Say it lebedek. Say it with a song. Say geschmack. Put your geschmack there. That's kus slummer. I want to do another topic. I'm sorry?
The first drop is better than the rest?
That's a good question. I assume so, but I don't know. I don't know what the union is.
The lean is right. Like, without the sediments, I mean.
Could be. I just don't know. The Gemara on Chav Ches in Megillus is as follows. They asked a lot of Amaraim, Tanaim, I'm sorry, why they live long. The Gemara says, Shalu Talmidav es Yubulaz ben Shamua. Yubulaz ben Shamua's Talmidim asked him, B'maharach Tayamim, why do you live long? Amar Lehem, he said, M'yamay lo yasisi kapanjol v'esakneses. I never use the shul as a shortcut. He says, V'lay pasati al reish am kadosh. I never stepped on the heads of Talmidim. Pasati means on the heads of the Amkar, but only the step on the Talmidim. So Rashi explains that Rashi's Kishay, Talmidim beis Medrash, and all Talmidim on the beis Medrash, Al Gabe Karka, they were sitting on the floor. Ha'ilich Al Gabe Misivasam Liyashim Kaimam. If somebody walks by all of them to get to the front, they all have to maneuver to get out of the way. It looks like you're stepping on their heads. So he says, I never did that. Either he came early to shear to get to the front, or whatever he did, he didn't walk through to make all the bachim scatter. He never stepped on the Rosh Hashanah. Then he says, I never duchen without a bracha. Next. The Talmidim asked a prayer, the Maharak the Yom, he also lived very long. Why do you live long? He says, Miyamai, my whole life, like Kadmani Adam Lebes HaMedrash. Nobody ever came before the Beis HaMedrash. I was always the first one. So he says, a different reason. Then they asked, the Gemara then says that goes on, they asked other people, Shaul Talmidus of Nechunya ben Akana. They asked him, Nechunya ben Akana? The Ma'arach the Yom? Why do you long? Amalam Yomai, my whole days, my whole life, Leneskabadati v'kaloin chaveroi. I never lifted myself up by putting down somebody else. Another eight, and he says other thing. He said other things that he did. And they asked other Tanaim the same question. Now, when you read this Gemara, the Gemara says they ask Rav Nechunya Agadol Ma'arach Diyamim, and he said something else. When you read this Gemara, you're perplexed because you're trying. You want the stomach. You want long life. We all want long life. Also, we also want to be Ma'arach Diyamim. Now, if I look for an Eitzis, I try to look for an Eitzis in this Gemara, but it seems everybody did something else. Wouldn't that lead you to conclude everybody did something else? Basically, I can't draw up. You take a survey, you find people who live long, so you try to look for the common denominator, they all did. If I find the common denominator, they all did, Givaldik, then I could do it. If you had a Gemara, they took a survey. The Gemara is a funny Gemara. Gemara Chavches Megillah, they take a survey why people live long, a zchus to live long. And I take the survey, and I don't find the common denominator. This one did this, one did that, this one did this. So I just, you pick one of those things. Is the Gemara concluding every one of those things is a reason to live long? What's the conclusion? Maybe in a Hanami you could pick a variety of things. What is that? If the poll, this research the Gemara did, what is the conclusion? What is it that makes a person live long? What is it that gives a person a zchus fariches yam mishanim? It seems there's not one thing, not one thing is repeated. They asked every single one, and he says a different answer. So I can't conclude what makes a person live long. It reminds me, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, my mother sent me an article from the Times, a little story, a funny story, an interest. And the story, it said that a man lived long. He was 115, I think. And they asked him why he lived so long. There was an obituary, Carol, I don't know where it was. And they asked him why he lived so long. And he said he used to have 15 eggs a day. That was the time when they thought eggs were very dangerous. Eggs are my favorite food. So there was a time that they thought eggs were dangerous. Cholesterol, said 15 eggs a day. The conclusion being that it's a matana from Hashem, and you can't figure out why a person lives long. The Gemara says, why do you live long? Each one's a different answer. Okay, so I can't conclude. So I heard this chat from many different people. I would quote Amida Hashem, but I've heard from many different people, the chat, that there's only one thing that's a common denominator that every single person says when they ask why do you live long. And there's one word, only one word that's counted by everybody. And the answer is miyamai, my whole life. Every single one they ask says miyamai, my whole life. And each one said I was makbid on something else. But the bottom line that every single one says is miyamai, my whole life. The nekudah rabbis have consistency of grabbing onto something and not letting go. Being consistent. Being consistent, miyamai. I've seen Bachman, we all know ourselves, I've seen my own, I've seen when I have Atzlacha, when I don't have Atzlacha, I've seen Bachman, when a Bach has Atzlacha. You can't point to how does a Bach become a Masman? You can't say, how many hours should you start with? The answer to the question is each Bach depends, but one thing, it has to be consistency. Whatever it is you want to start with, a Bach wants to start 4 hours a day, 7 hours a day, 10, Gefi Mashahu. A Bach, I'm speaking about learning specifically right now, because that should be the focus of a Bachar. But it has to be miyamai every single day. Consistent. That you grab onto something and it's consistent day after day after day after day. Rav Hirsch says that's simply the pshat, pashup pshat, that the karbanis was called tamidim. They had to be tamid. They had to be always consistent. Because avodas Hashem has to be, the karbanis were avodas Hashem, and avodas Hashem has to be betamidos, consistently. It has to be every single day. Every single day, day after day after day after day. If it's every single day, then it leaves a reishim on the person. When there's a hefsek, it doesn't leave the same reishim on the person. Everybody knows the famous vart, the Velt says over that Rebbe Kiva, Chaim Shmuel Lovitz said, they say from others, that Rebbe Kiva went away. They said, I saw it recently, Rebbe Gifter has a sefer that somebody lent me, had in my house, from Rebbe Gifter wrote when he was very quite young, he wrote essays in English. Very interesting. They wrote it over for, they put together almost for essays that he'd written. In one of those essays, he says the vart from the Telz Rav. Quoted from different sources, that Rebbe Kiva went away for 12 years. When he came back, his wife, he overheard his wife talking to a neighbor. The neighbor was saying, your husband leaves you for so long. And she said, halavai, he would go back longer. Halavai, she expressed that she was happy that he went away. And it says that Akiva turned around and went back. And he came back 12 years later. He went away 24 years. He came back 12 years later. 24,000 Talmidim. 12,000 Zugos of Talmidim. So the Telzer Rav asks, the Gifta quotes the Telzer Rav, why didn't he go in and say hello to his wife? He waited 12 years going and say hello. So the Telzer Rav said that the pshat is that 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. You think 12 plus 24. 24 straight years is not the same as 12 years plus 12 years. That's what Telzer Rav said. And he understood that's what she wanted from him. She wanted him to box ice. He went back another 12 years, 24 straight years with Tzufas. Straight years. And consistency is what leaves the Reishim on a person. The consistent time after time after time after time, that's what leaves the Reishim on a person. That's what leaves the Reishim on a person. And we have to work our ice on this miyamai. I say over often this Vav Rebbe Kiva. It says Rebbe Kiva was Rebbe Kiva wanted in Avos Rebbe Nasan, it says about Rebbe Kiva that Rebbe Kiva was walking by. He was walking by this stream and he saw the water banging on the rock. And he saw the water penetrate the rock. And it made holes in the rocks. He said, if water which is soft can make holes in a rock which is hard, then Torah can make a hole for sure in my life, can penetrate my heart. And immediately went back to learning. That's what the Kiva started learning at 40. So it bothered me, Pshat. It bothered me, Pshat. What's Pshat? What didn't he know? What's this Chiddush to be Kiva? He could be successful learning. That a person could memorize learning. Look at any base medrash. You'll see people learn. They're successful. What did Rebbe Kiva not know that he learned from the beating of the rock, from the water on the rock? What did he learn? Anybody knows? Look at it. Does anybody need a Chiddush? A Chiddush. That if you learn, you have people talk and become big in learning. Lahavdil, a guy in science, herbs and science comes in the science. A guy who herbs in math comes in Lahavdil. If you herb and learn, you got big in learning. But there's a Chiddush to Rebbe Kiva. What's Pshat? And the Lashon of the Avos Rebbe Nasan is Chazal Tamudai. Mashmi once tried. See, once was he again, he wasn't successful. Yagadav loy matzos al tamen. If he once tried, he was successful. So what's the Pshat? What did he learn? So I'll tell you when I thought of Pshat over here. This Pshat, Lamaisa afterwards, I found that Ur Yisrael, he says, B'Shem Yisrael Salanter. When I threw this Pshat, I had a bacha sitting in my house in Eretz Yisrael, it's an Ejimur Chevet. I had a bacha sitting in my house, it was after Ben Azmanim, it was Bili Guzman was crying. He was crying after he had a very poor Ben Azmanim. And he told me, after all my learning, I see it's not leaving the Reishim on me. And I was sitting there watching the bacha cry. He was sitting at my dining room table and he was crying. And at that point, I told him that he had taught me Pshat and Gemara. Taught me Pshat and Chazal, and this obviously Reb Nasan. Subsequently, I found that Yisrael Salant and Ur Yisrael is quoted as saying this, that the Pshat's like this. Rebbe Kiva, Kenzain, a Pshat would be that Rebbe Kiva was troubled. He knew people can have success in learning. He knew you'd be kind of Torah. If you learn, you'll have a lot of Torah. But he felt it wasn't changing him. He felt it wasn't having the Roshim on. I'm learning, I have a lot of Torah, I know a little more about Bakam and Moksubas, but where's that changing me? Where is that change? Where am I becoming a different person? I still have the same tithes, the same nisyonis, the same fallings, the same ups and downs. I'm learning, but where is? I don't have the consistency. I still see the same Yetzirah. Where do I see the Torah that changes the person to become an ishacha, the Torah that's an entire person? I don't see that. And that's what troubled that learning. And that, he saw the water hit the rock, and every time the water hits the rock, it bounces off. The drips on the rock, bounces, it's unsuccessful. It bounces off the rock. But over time, over a long time, all of a sudden it chips away. This is a little dent in the rock. There's a little dent in the rock, that little dent fills with a little water. And over more passing time, there's a further dent and a further dent. And eventually there's enough dent, there's even a hole straight through the rock, the water seeps, is totally inside the rock. And he thought that what? It's only the last drip that does that? So what happened? It's only the last drip that does that? So then, why do I need all the drips? I can get the one drip doesn't do it. The Torah says all those drips that look like they're bouncing off, all combined together, drip after drip after drip, combined together to penetrate that rock. And so too, Torah, it might look like it wasn't having an effect on me, but if I put drip after drip, but one thing needed, a constant stream, a steady flow. I don't know the science, but somebody could tell me. I don't know if you put a drip, then you would stop. Put a drip later on. I don't know if they've even stopped. I don't know. Could be to a degree. But also you need a stream. It says it was a stream. It was a flow of water. You need a constant, put the constant drip after drip after drip after drip. Miyamai. My whole life, one drip after another drip after another drip after another drip. Push it, put drip after drip. And all the drips together, I'm mitzarif. They're all mitzarif. It might look, it's not working. Then Naftali Kaplan, I went to a vad with a bunch of young lights from Naftali Kaplan. And he told us a very interesting thing, fascinating thing. Told him one of the fascinating things I heard from him. Fascinating thing he told us. He was running a chabura for us, and we were going to work avodas Hashem a little bit. So he told us like this. He said, "Be'emes, there's zero need for me. There's zero need. I'm not needed in this chabura. I'm not needed here. Because any of you would like to come together and work on something. So what am I going to do for you?" He said such a fascinating thing. He said, "Anything you'll pick to work on, you young light will pick anything in the world, you'll have success. If you stick to it. If you stick to it long term, you'll have success. Year after year, day after day, tremendous success. Tremendous success. But what happens? You do it for 2 months, and you say, it doesn't work. Sarbanish, it doesn't work. Okay, so try something else. You move to the next thing. Then another 2 months, it doesn't work. So you move to the next thing." He said, the MS, if you would stick it, there's no... Every single one had Arichas Yom for a different reason. A vibe that it would work and have success, anything you would choose. You're working on Avodas Hashem. Each person has defined in himself that niti he has, that which he has, a geshmakin. Working on Avodas Hashem, it will work. You'll have success. You'll have 100% success. What happens? You try it for a week, you have a buffer who's learning for a week. He's, "Oh, I don't see it's not helping anything." Stick to it. Stick to it day after day after day, it will work. So he said, what's going to happen is you've probably tried a million things yet, fail this, because everything's a failure, because you don't stick to it. So here, I'll be the old man at the front of the table, that he told us. And I'm going to tell you for 2 months, keep at it, it's going to work. You'll trust me. I've already experienced life, you'll trust me. So I'm just a person, I don't have to tell you what to work on. He meant this, such a fascinating thing. I don't have to tell you what to work on. I'll just be the one who will keep whatever we choose to work on, that we stick to it. And if we stick to it, everything works. If we stick to it, everything works. That's what Rav Tolly told us. Rav Aaron Cutler went to the Chavetz Chaim. He felt the Chavetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh, because the Chavetz Chaim told him that you have the Teva, I used to say over this Maisa, that you have the Teva, that you start as you don't finish to see them through to then, and you move on to the next thing, you don't see it through to then. And he felt the Chavetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh, you saw him, that's what the Chavetz Chaim told him. And he said, "I want you to take things and finish it to then." I always had a kashal through, isn't that the description of everybody? If I held that was the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim Zichar Ruach HaKodesh. He held this as the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chavetz Chaim. We all have to work, Rabbi Isai, on seeing things through. Starting something and seeing it through. Keeping a consistent schedule. To pick something, keep consistent. See, vitamin. The picture of what happens to many yeshivas. I want to give you a picture of what happens. I've been there. Let me tell you what happens. A bacher feels he doesn't know enough nach. Okay, I'm going to finish Tanakh. He started to say that every day he's going to learn a parak of Tanakh. Parak of Tanakh. He has to finish Tanakh. Okay. Starts up the parak of Tanakh day. 2 weeks later, he's in shul, and somebody makes fun of him. "You don't know Chumash?" So the guy makes fun of a Baal Bas. "You don't know Chumash?" "Oh, he doesn't know Chumash." Okay, see, forget my Nach said. I'm going to learn Chumash every day. I don't know Chumash. Start every night, 8 to 9, I'm learning Chumash. Starts Chumash every day. Then somebody tells me, "You don't know enough Musr, it's terrible, you know you do." "Oh, okay, the Chumash, let me try Musr. Two an hour a night, let me learn Musr Sharim." V'chulu, 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 the person's not kind of. What it takes for a person has to make, it's, Rav Aaron David told me a dig in the Igeres Ramban. In the Igeres Ramban he says that, "Kol v'rech b'nachas," speak softly, "u'b'zeh t'inotzal m'nakas," and with that, you'll be saved from anger. And he goes on, what will happen? It starts out, the Igeres Ramban, I don't have it in front of me, he says to do something, he says, speak b'nachas, and through that, you'll be saved from kas. Then he speaks out, and through that, this will happen, and through that, this will happen. He does, the rest comes in melech. A person has to penetrate to his neshama. He has to do something, he has to pick a mitzvah, he has to learn Torah, that he does it consistently, and he makes a penetration, he knocks through all the schmutz to his neshama. So we've all experienced too much, unfortunately. A lot of pritzos, a lot of shtus. We have to make a hole to our neshama through consistent starin. We'll speak about mitzvahs in 1 minute. Through consistent starin, make a hole to the neshama. Once the person makes a hole through consistent drip after drip of water on that rock, makes a hole, the mela other things come. Ubizem, what this happens, this ends. Once there's a ruchnisik, there's a pipeline to the neshama, then the neshama, that's you open kipisle shamachat, and I'll open it as wide as the ulam. You make that little hole, your epis, you penetrated, you did something consistently, you grabbed it fully, the nailer, there's now a pipeline to the neshama explodes on the person. All it takes is miyamai, consistency in one thing, in the learning, and for B'nai Torah, I'm addressing it specifically to learning, to become consistent. To become very consistent. As just a point of advice, a practical point of advice, I'm going to make a plug for Shir. I push Bachem very stark to go to Shir every day. I don't believe shiur is the most important part of the day. Shiur is to get you to learn on your own. But it's just as a side, it's a good anchor for a person of consistency. On himself, the shiurs go, he knows the shiurs go on every single day. I push each buffer, whichever shiurim you're in, to go consistently every single day. It's a good anchor. It's a good anchor of consistency. This is something I don't miss. This is something, when you're reliant on Rav Chavrusa, maybe home is something. Shiur is a steady thing. It goes every day. The Rebbe near Bedafka tribe, Rosh Hashiva, has told many times that it's that Bedafka, the tribe's very, very consistent. Very consistent. You should know there's a musa that goes on in this yeshiva. I want you to understand there's a gewaldige musa that's never spoken about publicly, and I want to speak about it publicly now. Gewaldige musa in this yeshiva to this consistency. We have Rosh Yeshiva who said shiurim for yorim, and I was in the shiur. Rav Bernstein, you in the shiur? You just missed. It says gewaldige shiurim. Do you know why the yeshiva is not saying shiur? Nobody knows why. I'll tell you a secret that it's kedai to know, and this is something we can all learn. It's mamish lishmuz. The yeshiva feels that once in a while, the yeshiva has to go back to the. I apologize, I did it the fun of. But once in a while, the yeshiva goes back. This is the 100% emes and the musr to every single bachur here. Once in a while, the yeshiva has to go raise money to work. Has to once in a, the yeshiva is here usually. He's away. Once in a bloom, the yeshiva has to go to his family. The yeshiva felt that the shiur is not consistent, then it's not worth it. But you say 5 out of 6 times a week, 4 out of 5, it's not worth it. If it can't be 100%, this is going on in Shina. But the Musa teach Bach about consistency. And a shiur is kedai to go to, the yeshiva stresses very much for the Magide shiurim, you have to be consistent, you're not going to miss. The Eilim Surah of Yossi's sunshine, the day his wife gave birth to a baby, was here that Seder. That comes from the yeshiva. That comes from the yeshiva told all the shiurim that if it's not consistent, we're not doing it. It's always or never. Consistency, miyamai, every single day. It's a tremendous musa what's going on in Shiva. We have a Shiva who says a top, top, top shiur, and it's not saying because it can't be every day, because it can't be 100% consistent. Be'ez Hashem, I hope the Shiva will start saying it. It's kedai. But Be'ez Hashem. But this is a musa to us, each, all of us, miyamai, and I advise, it's a practical advice to go to shiurim. Because the shiur is something which is consistent, she'll always have. It's not like the chavrusa, she usually sees it, so misses. And develop certain hours. They advise every bachur. Sometimes the guy's not feeling well, and it depends what you say. If you're a stage up, you could do 10 hours a day, it's a gewaldig. If you're a bachur that struggles, even if you're a bachur that misses some days, make 1 hour a day that no matter what I don't miss. Make it the easiest hour of the day. Pick the easiest hour, which is so. Usually, if you want to ask me, the easiest hour is from 9 to 10 at night. By most bachur, because I can come before mama up, there's no shashim sleeping. That's not usually as a second wind, it's not tired. I always feel the easiest hour. Pick that out no matter what. I can be sick, I'm not feeling well. This 9 to 10, I don't miss. Some middle of the afternoon is the best. Some 12 between the one thing, shiur is the best. Go to shiur every day, listen, and follow. Make sure go to a shiur which you can follow without trying to prepare a certain time. Make certain hours a day, which make 1 hour, start with one, which no matter what, I don't miss. You'll see what will happen is you'll start making more and more hours. If you have certain hours from Yomai, now I want to speak about mitzvahs. I want to tell you a Rambam. In Avos it says, it's on the same topic, but now about mitzvahs. It says in Avos as follows. It says in Avos that Hashem loves Klai Yisrael, Lefikach, therefore hear b'lem Torah mitzvahs. Hashem loves Klai Yisrael, and therefore He gave us Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you all know the song, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas is Yisrael. Hashem wants to be Mezakah, give us His chus. Lefikach, hear b'lem Torah mitzvahs. He gives us a lot of Torah and a lot of mitzvahs. President of Kashra does say, what's the help of Israel? What is our goal in this world? To listen to Hashem's commands. To listen to the Ratzon Hashem. Sabe Kashra. If Hashem wants to do us good, make the least Ratzon, I'll listen to that Ratzon, I'll listen to those mitzvahs, I'll be perfect, and I'll get started in Olam Haba. Why does He make more mitzvahs? What's the chat? He wants, wants to give us, supposed to make more mitzvahs. Give me the same, it keeps me plenty busy. I need more, we need to be kept more busy. We need so many mitzvahs. Keeps you busy 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. What does it mean? The Rambam is an amazing chap. The Rambam says what it means is, an amazing Rambam, that if a person, of course, has to keep all 613 mitzvahs, there are many more mitzvahs than 613. A person has to keep 613 out of the Shurashim. But a person has to keep all mitzvahs in the Torah. All mitzvahs, every person. But there's a mitzvah, the Rambam says this, if a person does one mitzvah, he has to do all mitzvahs. But if he has one mitzvah, betachlis ashleimus, he does perfectly, he does it b'shleimus, perfectly, he does this mitzvah through and through and through, a person is a ben adam haba. Mamish this gemara megillah. If a person does one mitzvah, that's his mitzvah, this is mine, and I do it through hard times, through easy times, he has his mitzvah. No matter what he does it, that's a ben adam haba. Besides all the mitzvahs. So Zog the Rambam, Hashem made a here b'lam Torah mitzvahs, so there'll be a wide array of mitzvahs to choose from to find that one mitzvah. I'm going to do again, you have to do all mitzvahs. But in looking for that one mitzvah that I'm going to do fully, Zog the Rambam, Hashem was here b'lam Torah mitzvahs. He made a great amount of Torah mitzvahs so that a person could find within those Torah mitzvahs, he finds one mitzvah that he grabs on. I know a Yid, who tefillin is his mitzvah. It's unbelievable. This man is makbid on tefillin. He has his tefillin checked off and his tefillin's always perfect. When you makbid on a mitzvah, he wants mezaka others also. He goes around and straightens people's tefillin. If a guy's tefillin's off over here or down here, so everybody's embarrassed, go up. He straightens the man's tefillin. It's not embarrassing. Tefillin, he sees a guy has tefillin that maybe a little cracked, he has black, he has the tefillin to put on the what's it called, on the tefillin. Think on the diyai, on the tefillin, he puts a diyai on the tefillin. Tefillin's his mitzvah. And he grabs it, it's not easy, he does it for shlims. You think it's easy walking over to a man, you see a modern looking man who has his tefillin by his nose. It's not so easy. He walks up to the excuse me, and puts his tefillin on right, he tells so softly, he makes people short, if people feel too big, that's why it's falling down. So after davening, he learned how to make them short, he makes them shorter for the man. Tefillin's his mitzvah, it's beautiful, you see the Yid. And through that, a person becomes a ben al-mabba, and you shtag in other areas also. You become a person who grabs Ratzon Hashem. You become a person who's into Ratzon Hashem. And it involves the first part of the Shmuz also, you become a person who's enthusiastic about Ratzon Hashem. Because you are a mitzvah. I always say that if a guy is a favorite ball player, he doesn't have a favorite mitzvah. Lahavdil. We have a favorite ball player. Every bacher should have a favorite masechta. You should develop a favorite masechta in Gemara. Same thing. This is the enthusiasm and for becoming a ben olma to make this pipeline to the neshama. Every bacher should have a favorite. I remember once my father was saying a shiur on Mishaburis. I'll never forget it. He was saying shiur on Rambams. I'm sorry. He was saying shiur on Rambams, and he used to give a Rambam for 10 years. He said a Rambam shiur, and a Balabas turned to me. And he said, "You know what I love about your father?" He said, "He's the only one in the world who's a favorite Rambam, a favorite Mishnah Brura, a favorite. It's true, favorite Ksais, a favorite." He said, "I never understood. He said, I have a favorite. This man, this Balabas, was yoyer to this verse. A person should have a favorite Masechta. He should have a favorite mitzvah. Every year, he should have a mitzvah. This, and he does it no matter what." He does that mitzvah, hard times, easy times, good times. Each person has to choose wisely. Maybe it's a mitzvah he has natiya towards. He has a little bit of a natiya towards that mitzvah. And he learns about that mitzvah. He knows everything about the mitzvah. He's machmir, he's mahadra on the mitzvah. The Ram says such a person goes to Mabah. And that's all these people of Miyamai, these people my whole life. I worked and I shnagged, each one a different one. But the Nakuda Tariq is Yamas, these are people who deserve life. Who Hashem wants to give them life. Hashem wants to give such people life because these are people talk who are taifis one mitzvah and they make a tremendous passive in the neshama. So I want to suggest in davening, you don't have a favorite halukah. You don't have a favorite halukah. You should have a favorite halukah. It's no, but come on, I don't have a geshmak in it. Put your geshmak there. It's a tool. Because I don't have a geshmak. Let me look. The American mentality, the Western mentality is a person decides in every area in life, he thinks about he's married. Come on, he's married. I don't feel I like my life. He wakes up one. I don't feel like learning. I don't feel. But you don't feel it. Put your feeling there. The feeling is, it's like you're watching a movie. It's like somebody else's life. The feeling is yours. You own it. You control it. You put it places. I don't feel it. You don't feel it. Take your hergation and put it. Take your enthusiasm and dedicate it there. Put your enthusiasm. Don't decide if you haven't. Don't look into your enthusiasm. Decide. My enthusiasm is towards. This terrible, but that terrible. Don't decide where it is. You put it where you want it to go. B'chol levavcha yiserv Hashem with all your heart. Take it as a tool. It's no different than a spoon, a fork that you use. You don't take a fork and say, let me see which piece of meat my fork goes to. You put the fork somewhere. Your enthusiasm, you put it somewhere. Put your enthusiasm in Torah mitzvahs. Put your enthusiasm in davening. You don't have a favorite bracha. Everyone should have a bracha in the morning that talks to them. In Shmanes, you don't have a favorite bracha. That talks to you, that you learned a little better, a little deeper, you worked on it, you looked into it a little bit, you have your own word on it. The Chazon Ish used in davening in Tfilah, you'd be Mechadish Chedushim. You have to know the Siddur was written, we sit in Gemara, we analyze the Gevaldo, we have Tiferei, the Ksos, the Baruch Ve, we analyze more. We should. We analyze Mishnayos. The Siddur was written by earlier, by Anshe Knesset Hagdolah. It's an Iyun Sefer that there's raid on the Siddur, there's equal raid on the Siddur, as much as the Gemara, as much as the Mishnayos. It's a lot of raid. It's an Iyun Sefer. Tremendous Iyun in the Siddur. The Chaznish used to, when he davened, was intense concentration. He was sticking partial to tifkeit of the tefillah. He was having that right hergesh of Hashem, and it was mechadish chedushim in the tefillah. A person should have his own voice, should have a word on the halukas, learn one well, sit one with an English, with an art scroll, and first get the taich, step one. If you need the art scroll, whatever you need, the best thing is look up the tilim and use a mitzvah, one of the mitzvah, the mitzvah siyah, the mitzvah davin, say the taich also. If you need art scroll, call a kavod. Learn the tefillah, learn what it means. Learn what it means, then develop a tamin one. Get it, you develop a tamin one, you say it over and over, you work on it, you think of your own word on it. You don't have your own word in any haluka, your own thought, episode, hergish. I very much recommend Bachram, very much, because one Bachram we have a deal going, does it every day, but I very much recommend Bachram to write on Tefillah. Have Vart, if you don't have one Vart, Tefillah is so packed. A guy is not, you daven three times, you have not one Vart on Tefillah, you don't have any Vart on it. I very much push Bachram, it should be full. I should stop any Bachram, I should have 1,000 Vart on Tefillah. Not because during davening he's concentrating on lumbus, he concentrates on the words. And Avada ultimately during davening it's the hergation. I'm not trying to make that the ultimate is the intellectual. Avada's the hergation of Achna, but he's not coming to any hergation. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know what the words mean. He doesn't have any tamina. So Rabbi says to develop geshmak in ruchnias, develop a geshmak in mitzvahs, develop a geshmak in davening, and be consistent. We're bond to things and be consistent about them. And through that, we'll talk to be zeichet, to be mayor chiyamim, like it says here, to be b'nei l'mabah.